Greg had never been armed before on a raid. As a psychologist, his job was to help people, even the criminally insane, not shoot them. But everyone else was tooled up, and this was his call. Besides, he could shoot, though he'd never shot at anything in anger. He detested guns, but Kate had persuaded him to learn to shoot, and had even taught him how to quickdraw while visiting an old school friend at a ranch in Texas. As they drew close to the cul-de-sac where the mansion awaited, Greg carefully tucked the standard-issue Sig Sauer P226 into his jacket pocket. He knew the weapon. It had no safety, and was carried with a round already in the chamber. The last thing he wanted to do was to accidentally shoot one of his police colleagues in the darkness, or his own foot. The vehicles drew to a stop, and they all filed out. Everyone was on edge. No trace of the idle, nervous banter he'd heard on the three missions like this he'd assisted before. Just keyed-up men checking their weapons and protective vests. Six armed police, three young ones, and three more seasoned professionals quietly faced the mansion at the end of a country lane backing onto a cemetery. Technically, all of them had two goals. The first goal, the official one, was to find, arrest, and incarcerate the Divine. But Donaldson made their priority crystal clear. Save the girl. Shoot to disable the Divine or to kill if necessary, but save the girl. No matter what you see, keep a cool head and watch each other's backs. He looked at his watch, and Greg couldn't be sure, but he thought he saw Donaldson wince. We have 7 minutes. You all train for this. Let's go. He nudged Greg forward, and together with three police ahead of them, they half crept, half ran across the damp lawn, avoiding the gravel driveway, up five stone steps to the front door, while three others circled around the back. Two men in front of Greg made quick and silent work of opening the front door. They all stole inside. It was dark, though not completely. Candles here and there. Donaldson held up a flat palm, telling Greg to stay put, while he and the three other officers fanned out, checking the ground floor in pairs, room by room. Greg's gaze was drawn to the wide staircase, candles lighting the way like a trail of breadcrumbs, and he understood. The Divine wanted to be found. Maybe for fame. The reason didn't matter. The girl, she mattered. Greg slowly climbed the stairs. The thought that this was exactly what soon-to-be-dead idiots did in horror movies crossed his mind. But then horror movies made real were his job. The radio taped his left shoulder crackled. We've found one. Holy Christ, she's dead. God, at least I hope she is. It dawned on Greg that maybe both girls 5 and 6 were here on the lower floors, which was why they'd not been able to find them until now. He'd have to work out the biblical references later, after he'd seen the causes of death. He had a hunch the Divine would be at the top, with a final victim, girl 7. Greg switched his radio to silent and trod as lightly as he could up the softly creaking stairs.